What's up, guys? I'm gonna be doing a video on SmackDown vs. Raw 2007, and I'm going to show you guys how to have custom, not custom. These are custom, but realistic gameplay against computers in the game, because some people don't have any friends and they play against computers, which there's nothing wrong with that, because I do it all the time. I don't have a lot of in real life friends, but I'm gonna show you. So, standing strike reversal ray, you could like crank that up one or two times. I'm gonna do it one time, and you can do the same on this. Ground strike reversal rate can be the same. Ground grapple can stay there. Finisher reversal rate can go up a little bit, like cranked up one or two times. I'll do that one. And then weapon attack reversal rate can also go up one time. Stealing finishing move rate can go down a little bit. Yeah, it can go down that many times, so I'm pretty sure it can go down 1, 2, 3 times. Submission A reaction rate, I'm gonna leave these alone, because I actually don't know what these mean. Actually, reaction rate can go up a little bit, and then reversal rate can go down a little bit. And those are my slider settings for the custom AIs. Now, damage balance. The finisher attack power can go up a little bit. Actually, it can go down like one or two times. I'm gonna do it one time. Weapon attack power can stay how it is, and backstage brawl damage can go down like a lot. So it can go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And next, game balance, standing strike reversal. Anyway, standing strike reversal can stay how it is. Grapple reversal, stay how it is. Ground strike can also, I think I'm gonna copy the settings from these. So copy as much settings from these as you can. So up, 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 and then this can stay how it is. So ground grapple can stay how it is. Finisher reversal can go up a little bit. Yeah, and then weapon attack reversal can go up a little bit. Yeah, and then weapon attack reversal. Hold on, I'm so confused. Okay, weapon attack reversal can go up a little bit. Yeah, I think I already have it up a little bit. Yeah, and then stealing finishing. Oh wait. Yeah. There we go. These are the ones we can actually do stuff to, though. Copy everything from here. Copy everything from here to game balance as much as you can. But anyway, for these, momentum rate clean / dirty actions, you can leave that how it is. Momentum rate attacks, you can turn that down, or you can stay and have it stay how it is. I'm gonna turn it down a little bit. Momentum rate for taunts can go down a little bit. And stamina rate, I don't have my stamina on, so I'm gonna leave this alone. But if you have stamina on, then you can turn that up about to like right here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yep, about 6 times. And then, yeah, that's how you do it. I think that's about it. Damage balance, yeah, I already did these. So yeah, that's my slider settings. But we also want to change the difficulty to normal or hard. Normal or hard. I have not tried legend, but you can do it on normal or hard. I'm gonna put it on normal and see how that is. And momentum bar charge speed can go on normal. And then HUD can be on targeting indicators on, well, auto, but camera cuts on, and I have the stamina system off because I don't like the idea of breathing in a video game. I don't know why I have to do that, but I have that turned off. Reversal help indicator on, and then we can continue. And then end game options. Hold on, not these. And then match rules. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Might as well save it while we're at it. Yeah, sure. I accidentally clicked on exit and saved it. But anyways, hold on, let's go back. Match rules, entrance on, KO off, give up on. I have rope break off. I don't like rope breaks, but if you're I'm gonna turn it back on. I kind of like, I used to hate on rope breaks a lot, but I don't anymore. Rope breaks on, DQ on, ring out count 10, ring out on, interference. I have that turned off because it's kind of like disrupting. It makes me kind of mad. Escape from cage door on, over the top rope on. Pin and give up for steel cage matches can also be on. So now we're gonna go to exit and make sure you save it if you're on PS2. Because if you just click on like cancel, then it's not gonna save. But that's for the PS2 though. I'm pretty sure on the Xbox it asks you if you're sure without saving it. But yeah, that's my slider settings. Thank you for watching. We're at like 7 minutes, and the limit is 10 minutes. So that's about it. Thank you for watching, and bye.